Jesus, Jesus said, unless you have the faith of a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of God. So here we are. All of us need the faith of a little child. So I have a job for you to do. I've written down some really cool things on these pieces of paper. It's sort of like a letter. The big words, why don't you just read some of the things in red? What does it say?
First one's love.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful.
Yeah.
Patience.
Yeah.
Kindness. Goodness.
Yes. Yes. And it's a repeat on the back. These are, in the scriptures, they're called the fruits of the Spirit. And Paul used that analogy of fruit, but he wasn't really talking about oranges and grapes and pineapples or olives. Is that a fruit? He was really talking about good things come out of a life that's deeply rooted in the soil so that it grows and produces fruit. So patience isn't something you conjure up out of the air. Patience is something that's nurtured on the inside because we focus our life on God's resources, like God's word, worship, paying attention to one another, living and loving like Jesus. So these are just these are affirmations, they're all Bible verses and things. And let's just say I'm somebody in the community, I'm your neighbor, and you want to convey those things to me in a way. I want you to see if you could throw those things, a piece of paper toward me so that I can catch it. Just throw it. Go ahead, just give it a shot. Just try. Okay? It's pretty weak. Marge? Okay, that's good. Rob, here, why don't I have you stand? Why don't you try? Because as our clerk of session, you have special powers. No, you can't do that yet. Okay, so Rob was going to do. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead and do what you were going to do.
Good.
You see, Rob was going to do. Yes. There, that here. Why don't you try mine? I did mine in advance. There you go. Thank you, Rob. Yes, because when I just said to toss the papers, you know, they just don't go anywhere, because for a couple reasons. First of all, it's not focused. A piece of paper is just, it's not meant for getting anywhere, unless you put it in an envelope and mail it. And even then, you have to fold it and get it to fit. And you have to put it in a certain box, and it has to have postage in order to get it where it's going. So in order for us to get these good things to our neighbors, we sort of have to create airplanes in order to get them from us to our community. Now, we don't want to throw airplanes at people, but the idea is that we want to put love and joy and peace and the fruits of the Spirit in such a way in our life that our neighbors can receive them and say, oh my gosh, what did our neighbor Marge do? Oh my gosh, I do see goodness in her life. I see patience in her life. I see self-control and peace in her life. I wonder how she gets those things. Those things are coming out of her life. And then that leads to a conversation, or maybe they don't even get back to you. But when they then see another message from God in their life, it could be a billboard, it could be a message on TV, it could be an experience in their life, they'll say, oh man, I know that I've seen good things out of the lives of these other people that come from Cold Spring Church. I may stop by there and see what all that's about. You see, but if we just have a lot of good things to say, they don't really get anywhere until we focus our message and make it live, alive and be part of our life in a real way. And that way, when we communicate God's message, people will receive it. Well, on a good day. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is what gives lift to all the things we believe about you. Our love for Jesus, our love for one another, our commitment to your word and to living it out in our lives. Lord, we need your Spirit to lift up our message so that others can receive it. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks, kids. You could return to your seat today.
That was a lot of fun.
Good. Thank you.